Like all on Pearl Street. Content needs to be akin to, remember the show Jackass? With Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O and shit like that?
Yeah.
People like to see you in antics, right?
Right.
So I think we can maximize.
I'm doing music as a living now, so I have to be careful with my...
Yes. Where'd it go? What's up, Daniel? What'd you say?
I'm doing music now.
This is my boy Ricardo right here. Say what's up to him.
What's up?
Right here. Alright, so I got hella people in the VC. Yo, can you guys unmute your mic? Daniel, come here. We got people in the VC.
Is this a Discord?
Yeah, this is Discord. Say what's up.
What's up?
Yo, unmute your mic so you can talk to Daniel Larson.
People enjoy seeing Daniel having fun with people, but I guarantee you, at the end of this, you're going to be sitting on how exactly Daniel had a bad time, you know, yesterday. So, to really fill you in, what was this? The Daniel Larson situation. The Daniel Larson was given $10,000 of counterfeit money. Now, so that he knows this is counterfeit or not is, you know, we're going to have to...
Yo, unmute your mic. We got Daniel Larson in VC right now. Q&A. Let's go.
Man's gonna get put in prison. Dude, it's all fake.
Unmute your fucking mic, bro. What's up?
Oh, shit. That's what Trump looks like now? Fuck.
Yeah, look at Trump, bro. What do you think about Trump?
What do you think about Trump?
I think he's a populist. I think he's someone that appeases to a base of Americans that isn't necessarily feeling heard right now. And I feel like he beckons back to the 1900s. What do you think about Trump?
I think you are 100% right.
Is that right?
Here's the big question. Do you think he's good enough to be president? Or should he be like a... like an advocate.
Here's the thing. I like Trump economically. I think he'd be a great Mr. President Daniel fucking Larson, boy. I think that President Trump was a good economic president.
Family passed away at a young age, and now I'm starting from scratch. I had nothing saved up. I had to get bank account.
What's up? Unmute your mic. We have Daniel Larson in the VC right now with me. Right now. What's up? Hey, you have a Q&A. You have a question right now.
Doesn't ring a bell. Nope, no Siri. Gavin, yes.
I'm actually not allowed to talk about him.
So what's up, guys? It's your boy, MIA. I'm sitting here with Daniel Larson right now.
Dude, you don't even know my name?
Daniel Larson, of course I know your name. Okay. And so what we're talking about is we're going to create content around Daniel Larson that's going to be great. And we're going to have a bunch of videos coming out pretty soon. And me and Daniel Larson, we're going to have some cool shit coming out. So what are you guys' thoughts on that so far?
We're talking about it. We'll be working together.
I don't know if Danny's gonna have a rap career, but what I do know is that everything will be an absolute surprise. It's gonna be an absolute treat.
Just don't leak anything. Don't even
we're
say
not gonna,
surprise.
We're not gonna leak anything. We're not gonna leak anything. But Daniel's anxious to start making new content. If you guys have any questions for Daniel, he's right here, so go ahead and ask him.
Is he live?
He's live right now. He's with me right now.
Holy shit.
I'm here right now.
I'm talking to Daniel Larson right now.
Yeah. We can't do video. I'm so sorry.
No, we're not going to do any video, but you guys can talk to him. Daniel, come over here and have a seat, bro. Sit right here.
Daniel, where are you right now?
I'm not allowed to say.
He's not allowed to say.
Legal. All right.
My wife wanted to meet you, but she's taking a shit currently.
I'm not allowed to talk about that either.
Hi.
At this.
What can you talk about right now?
Anything that doesn't relate to where he's at, who he's with, or what he's doing.
Daniel, would you ever consider going up to Fort Collins and doing a career up there? Because, you know, I heard CU doesn't let you in.
Hi, Daniel. I'm famous Russian rock legend Victor Tsoi. Do you want me to help you with your music career? I live in Golden, Colorado.
I'm good.
On your foot.
No.
See, what Daniel Larson wants to do is he wants to expand his entertainment career to the max. What he wants to do is he wants to create content that is going to entertain everyone. He wants to diversify his content in a way that is going to maximize everything.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to be ending this stream for the rest of the night.
Questions, they love it. Keep answering the questions.
Hey, Daniel, what's your opinion on the Colorado School of Mines?
They suck.
How come you won't go to CSU? What's wrong with CSU?
If you can't say nothing, just say I can't say don't end the stream.
What'd you say, bro? What's your question for Daniel?
I was curious about what about CSU? They have a pretty good music program, and he could learn, you know, how to produce music better.
I'm already going to college, so CSU's not even an option. No comment at this time.
No comment at this time. But what are your interests? What are your interests?
Why ask that question when you guys already know?
Well, I don't. I'm your friend. What are your?
There needs to be more content out there about, you know, what you like rather than the negative comment, you know, content. That'll overshadow the negative content if you keep putting out good content, you know?
Yeah, we want to know more about you. You're a really interesting guy.
Oh. Don't call me.
She doesn't like. Mr. Larson is not actually interested in doing any collaborations right now. What we're interested in is maximizing his content and making sure that he's making the best content possible. So I think what would be more constructive is we ask, what sort of content does Daniel Larson's fans want to see? What do you guys want to see out of Daniel Larson in the future?
I want him to do some collaborative work with Edith Piaf.
Would you do collaborative work with Edith Piaf?
No comment.
No comment at this time. What I think we want to see from a future with Daniel Larson is, I think we want to see Daniel Larson sort of get out of his shell. I think we truly want to know what type of person Daniel Larson is. Is that right, Dan?
Yeah.
And so, I agree on that.
And so what that means is we need to create content that is based on around Daniel Larson's life, sort of like a reality show almost. And so what we can do is we can work together as a community around Daniel Larson to create content that will in turn showcase exactly what type of person Daniel Larson is. And so I just want to know your guys' thoughts on that.
I would like to expand Daniel's career overseas.
That's a plan already, but I already have a plan for that. We're not looking, like I said, for collaborations at this time.
I do have connections in the city of Paris.
I can't hear you. We're not looking for collaborations at this time.
I think what Daniel is focused on is, I think he's focused on onshore content that's holistically created through grassroots sort of things, and we want to create content that is sort of like reality based. We want to know what the life of Daniel Larson is like.
And real.
Right.
Watch out, the Reddit will want you dead.
I like this idea, but at this time we have no comment.
Would you? We need to see Daniel Larson's life through his eyes, not through the eyes of someone pretending to be his manager making it say dumb stuff. Also, we need him to speak.
We don't have management. We are 100% self fucking
independent.
Right, independent.
On. I'm curious.
This is a grassroots comment.
How would you like, Daniel, to do a brand deal with Citroën Motors, Daniel?
We're not looking for collaborations. The next person to ask will get banned.
You heard the man. Daniel, I am curious about your acting career. It seems like it's taken a bit of a hiatus lately. You were talking about more of a Hollywood acting career a while back, I remember.
No comment at this time.
Got it.
Daniel, I'm...
So, what we're planning is... We're planning a whole music album, first of all. We're going to have a lot of Daniel Larson music coming out. We're going to have a lot of Daniel Larson life reality TV sort of style show, like Big Brother sort of stuff coming out. And we're going to have a lot of Daniel Larson coming in the future. My question is, what sorts of things do you like from Daniel Larson, and what sorts of things would you like to see from Daniel Larson?
I really liked the song Roaring Thunder. It inspired me to grow up and become an actor too, honestly.
So Daniel, would you like to comment on your song Roaring Thunder?
That song was my first song ever, and I do have to say, it is a legend of a song.
It's a banger.
What is the song something more about?
Keep going.
What is the song something more about?
It's about my mother and abuse that I went through.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm actually not under legal at this time.
He said he's not allowed to under legal circumstances at this time.
Oh,
Three Dogs in Paris was a hood classic, man. I listened to that when I was growing up in the hood.
So what we would like to do with Daniel Larsson's music is we would like to maximize Daniel Larsson's talent, and we would like to make sure that his music is reaching an audience of which it is meant to reach. So, for example, your first song, what was the name of your first song?
Roaring Thunder.
Roaring Thunder. We would like to reproduce the instrumental and have Daniel Larsson.
Daniel, you know many famous musicians, after making a song after a long time, they make a remake of the song, like Michael Jackson's, you know, 2012 remasters. I think that is what you should do. Turn an old classic into a new hip song.
What do you think about that, Daniel?
I'm actually not allowed to at this time.
Well, so we'll see. Oh, okay. We'll see what happens in the future with Daniel Larsson's music.
I am curious about Daniel's creative freedom. It seems like there's a lot you can't comment on, which is fine. I'm a writer of multiple magazines, Rolling Stone, USA Today, and it seems like you're having a lot of difficulty with your creative freedom lately, being able to answer these questions.
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
Well, as a writer of multiple magazines, I am curious if a lot of these new... I'm noticing a difference in quality between your older works and your newer works, and
Hang on just one second, please. Give me one second.
Of course.
You should publish an article to give publicity to Daniel on Rolling Stone.
Currently, that's what I'm interviewing for, and I'm kind of getting these.
I have some ideas for the picture on the front. You know that one picture where he looks like a cowboy? Do that and make it in like a Western style, because he is kind of like a cowboy.
No problem. I actually work for the Golden Hotel.
This is a once in a lifetime opportunity, guys. Don't troll right now. We also need to alert him of Flexburger's presence in the server.
I just want him to.
I need to. Guys, I live in Golden, Colorado, so I actually do go to the School of Mines.
Oh, wow!
Where did
smart kid
go?
Daniel Larsson is currently muted. He's talking to his producers.
Okay, so Daniel Larsson is back, and I'm MIA. So I want to answer the question. Daniel wants to answer the question from the guy who writes for the publication Rolling Stones. Go ahead with your question.
So we, like I said, we're not looking for collaborations at this time. All collaborations are in person only. When it comes to my old music versus new music, my only three songs are Roaring Thunder, Merry-Go-Round, and Something More. All the other songs are actually not my songs, and I don't own the copyright to them.
Good job.
That would make a lot of sense, because a lot of fans that I've talked to and interviewed, they've also brought that up, that it may be, you know, someone else controlling your music or something, and it's not totally you. And I know a lot of fans are kind of calling back for classic Daniel.
Yes, those two songs got released before they were legally finished. So somebody called the recording studio and leaked them before they were technically done.
Daniel, could you speak on your recent incident with that Mountain Dew? Because I saw the video. It was yeah.
No comment at this time. No comment at this time, other than the fact I was attacked, and
attacked.
I'm now going everywhere with security.
understand.
Oh, I understand. Don't say you can ignore that.
We will have that channel completely taken down.
So what Daniel is on, he's going to begin copyright striking. What he's going to do is he's going to begin copyright striking every single channel that's posting videos about Daniel Larson. And so what Daniel Larson would like to do is he'd like to consolidate his content into his own person. And so what we're asking the community to do, the Daniel Larson community, is to help assist in that effort by copyright reporting every single channel that is violating Daniel Larson's name, person, face, and video, and music as well.
Hey, I'd like to comment on that. I think we all love Daniel. We all love the old Daniel. We all love his music. But when there's a new Daniel, we need to accept that. And as fans, we need to come together and accept Daniel for who he really is.
What's your opinion on your trolls colluding with the drug lord Omar Navarro?
We will have both of them arrested and put in prison.
So at this time, as it pertains to Grace Vanderwall,
and due to her public image, we are not allowed to talk about it at this time.
Grace Vanderwall is always going to be a sensitive topic as it pertains to Daniel Larson and his fan base. But at this time, we have no comment as it pertains to Grace Vanderwall because of the fact that this is an issue that's being worked through in real time. As it is posted.
I think we need to make sure that every troll is brought to justice, whether it be in kind and nice ways, sending them to prison, or in evil. Okay,
sorry. As far as trolls go, there's always going to be trolls on the internet. But as it pertains to Daniel Larson's celebrity status, we have to make sure that Daniel Larson, first and foremost, is safe. We have to make sure that Grace Vanderwall, first and foremost, is safe. So as it pertains to Grace Vanderwall or Daniel Larson's relationship, at this time we have no comment on that on such things. So please continue with your line of questioning besides Grace
Vanderwall. So I'm curious to see how's that housing going that we've been out hearing about through the probation. Like, what's an update on that?
We, once again, are doing everything in real time. At this time, I am not allowed to leak any information.
But what I can say as it pertains to Daniel Larson's housing situation is that everything, we are making progress on these things. And so what we can do is tell you that Daniel Larson is making nothing but progress on such things, and that certain updates will be posted as they're posted, and Daniel Larson is making positive progress towards housing, stable housing.
Daniel Larson will have a roof over his head.
Absolutely. God willing, and as far as I go, I will be helping him with such things.
Right. Daniel, what's your opinion on Flexburger colluding with Omar Navarro?
Flexburger is actually under investigation by the FBI, and we actually are working on getting him put in prison.
So as far as that goes, if you want updates on that investigation, you have to file a FOIA request, Freedom of Information request, with the Federal Bureau of Investigations in the United States of America in order to get more information on such things. Daniel Larson cannot answer such things at this time.
Permission to speak, sir? I have something to say regarding Daniel. Daniel, have amends been made with Bob Proctor?
No, not at this time.
I would highly recommend you do, because he was very kind to you.
Wait, where's that noise coming from? Oh.
Do you like the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
No, not at this time, but we are still working on it.
See, that's a question that pertains to Daniel Larson's housing situation. And as far as his housing situations go, these are things that are working out in real time. and we'll have more updates with you as the situation goes on. At this time, Daniel Larson is currently making positive progress towards his housing situation, and the toucan will come in due time.
Daniel, is there any way we could help his situation directly?
Another dog?
No, do you understand? Yeah. You pay.
Daniel, so Daniel, which boroughs of New York?
Hang on. Oh. Daniel has about 5 more minutes, and then we're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back, and we'll have more of a Q&A session. But please go ahead with your question, sir.
Daniel, are you planning on doing a tour, like maybe coming to Virginia or something?
Yes, in the near future. I'm not allowed to travel for a year.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Not allowed by who?
Probation.
The state of Colorado has remanded Daniel Larson to probation for about a year. And so when he's off probation, he'll be able to travel freely throughout the United States of America.
Do you have any fines with your probation?
It's $5,000 a month.
Would you like to comment on the current war in Ukraine situation? What are your thoughts on Putin?
No comment at this time.
Daniel Larson's view on the Ukraine is that the war between Russia and Ukraine is an unprovoked attack by Russia, Vladimir Putin, on the sovereign territory of the of Ukraine, and that should never be tolerated in the world because we have a world of laws.
Daniel, USA Today is covering the attack last night. Do you have any comment on the fan that attacked you?
Daniel Larson wishes the death of President Putin President Putin in Russia.
Wait, is that so violent, though?
Sir, I would request you let Daniel speak for himself.
Daniel,
wishes death on someone without his word is not a fair interpretation.
USA Today wants to cover the attack.
Daniel, now that Steamboat Willie is public domain, do you have any plans to make your own Steamboat Willie content?
Let me answer for you. I have the best answer.
No. No comment at this time.
Hey, Daniel, can we hire you to do advertising for our company? I would like to get my company tattooed on you.
We don't support tattoos at this time.
Daniel,
you know, how do you plan on a steady income to survive and just get housing, keep you off the streets, How do you plan on doing that?
So at this time, we have a situation where President Putin of Russia has committed total war against the sovereign territory of Ukraine.
Daniel, do you think the attacks last night on you were connected to Ukraine attacks? The USA Today, I have a colleague who's writing the story right now about the fan who attacked you last night, and we're going to get to the bottom
of it. Daniel Larson does not support President Putin in any way whatsoever. However,
the fan who attacked him was connected to Zelensky. We all know this. Just don't lie about it.
We would like to get to the bottom of who attacked Daniel. So they may be brought to justice.
I believe that the person who attacked Daniel was a lieutenant of Omar Navarro.
Hang on, everybody be quiet for a second. Let me state first and foremost that Daniel Larson supports Ukraine, the sovereign territory, the Empire of Ukraine, wholeheartedly. He supports Volodymyr Zelensky 100% wholeheartedly, and the attacks on Kiev yesterday or the day before were a total unnecessary provocation by President Putin and should never be tolerated by anyone.
May I speak? You've said this 3 times. I'd like to speak on the current situation.
May I ask Mr. President Daniel Larson a question?
All right, speak, Daniel.
Daniel Larson, correspondence with Grace VanderWaal and the VanderWaal team at this time? Have you heard from
Grace? He's not allowed to talk about it.
Nigger.
I would like to give an announcement on the current state of Daniel Larson.
He's over Palestine.
He left, guys. He left. He's gone. All right.
Damn, I was really wanting him to talk about the Mountain Dew incident last night.
I think his manager is also kind of retarded.
Dude, I can't believe this actually happened.
That was crazy.
I think it's one dude who's been interviewing him. He's like the interviewer.
Yeah, guys, he's also kind of retarded.
No, he's literally just a guy that like will sit
out. One person talks at a time. We can't understand what people are saying. Who wants to talk? Who's going to talk first?
Me. So, guys.
All right, yeah, you can talk first.
I just want to let y'all know the Reddit got put to private. It's on lockdown because of this, I think.
All right.
I saw that. I was so confused.
What?
We need to talk about the current situation with Grace Van der Waal funding Zelensky and Zelensky coming after Daniel with the hitman of the Ukrainian Special Forces.
He's gone.
This is not okay, and they need to be brought to justice.
Guys, he's gone. Immediately. Daniel's gone.